Good morning. I'm going to talk a little bit today about developing and implementing a community garden at Tennessee State University. This by no means, this works everywhere, so we just happen to do it at Tennessee State. One of the reasons we decided to implement a community garden is because Tennessee State sits in the midst of a what we call a food desert area. And if you've ever been without your car, then you're aware of what a food desert is. I used to get in my car, drive across town, wherever I want to go, to get the best deal at the grocery store. So it wasn't until I really looked at it from an aspect of you not having a car. You don't have viable transportation, you're waiting on the bus, you have to have a cab or a taxi to get you to a grocery store. Then after we started thinking about this, the closest store that is really a good store may be at least 5 to 10 miles away. So think of it, you're a senior citizen, you're trying to get on the bus, you're trying to get to the store, you're trying to get back home, and you've got all these groceries. So I think we become aware of what the short falls of being a food desert area would be. Nashville, if you don't have a car, you're in trouble. That's the best way I can say it. Everything is kind of far out. So we decided that we would implement a community garden on the campus of Tennessee State. One of the things in Tennessee, we do wrestle with being kind of high on the scale with obesity in childhood and adult. But we thought about if we implement, and we had a very short period of time. I was notified like late February that we were going to have a community garden that year. So we, along with the farm manager, got it in gear, got it ready in 2 months. The bad part of that was it was a rainy spring, so we ended up pushing it close. But we were able to open in April. Initially, the garden plots were like 30 by 30, and we charged $35 to rent the plot. The only thing we asked people is that you had to maintain your own plot. And the first year, we were kind of out. We were setting up a watering system, but it wasn't. We ended up buying a big piece of equipment that would go through and water. The only problem was it took a whole day to water a row. Okay, if you're on row 1 or 8 and it starts in the middle, you didn't get water. So that was a problem. But we've kind of made some adjustments. I also want to call this like the good, bad, and the ugly of a community garden, too, because there is some stuff in there that, you know, people will take you there, okay? We also downsized to 20 by 25. And the reason why we did, where we were initially was right across from where they're raising goats. And they said there were a lot of problems with the dogs that guard the goats coming over into the community garden. So the next year we moved it into a area that was compounded in that had a fence. So we had to downsize, but at the same time, due to the water bill that we had initially for the first year, we had to increase to $40, and then we dug a well. So after that, water was not pretty much a problem. The gardeners are able to grow their own fruits and vegetables from April to December of each year. And I have to beat people out of the garden in December. They've got their turnip greens, their collard greens, and I keep telling them we have to get ready for the next year. But they will hold out to dear life. These are some of the pictures. The one at the top is where how we prep the land. There's my research assistant and one of my undergraduate students that's staking out the land. Then what happens is every spring before the garden opens, we have a training, and it's usually a day-long training. We've implemented very different things. We did a once-a-month training for 3 months one time, and then we did an all-day training. But we found out what happens, you start losing people as the afternoon progresses. So now we have like a morning training. It goes from like 9 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, and people pretty stay focused pretty good on that. And you can see that's one of our training sessions up at the top. Also, with the $40, people will receive gloves, seeds, just things to get into gardening. The last pictures are just pictures of different plots that we have on the garden. One of the biggest things is I try to tell people, pick, 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 weed, weed, weed. Because if you don't weed, it will get away from you. Then you become disheartened, then you just abandon your plot. So what we try to do is try to keep people from abandoning their plot, making gardening fun, and also telling them, you know, you got to stay on that picket. So we have a lot of people that have come up with different alternative ways of mulching. We have people that use plastic mulch. We have folks that would use pine straw, just regular straw, newspaper. They've just run the gamut with trying to maintain the weed control. Ken, like I said, at the beginning of each year, the gardeners will attend a workshop, and normally we cover things like basic gardening. Most of our gardeners since the inception of 2001 are repeat gardeners, okay? So we have a lot of people. Every year we may have two or three first-time gardeners who've never gardened, but they don't have room in their backyard, and they've never done container gardening. So we have a few people that come in that really need to know what's cool season, what's warm season, when to plant, when not to plant. So we do a basic gardening. Also, we give them different tips on weed control and irrigation that they can set up. We have a couple of people who have even installed drip irrigation into their beds, and what they do, because where we are now, we have five different spigots and we run hose pipes. So we have an alleyway, and what they've done, they've come in and put the drip tape. So when it's their time to water, they will just hook up their hose pipe to the drip tape, and it will drip for whatever amount of hours that they need. We found with the five spigots, it works real well. We have it centered in between the top and the, we ended up having about seven rows, so we have it like equally distributed. Next year, we want to come in and put spigots down the side so people won't cross. We had a problem with a lot of people, and I mean, people become territorial over their plots. They really do. I have people that rope them off. I have people that wire them off. I have people that have even gone out and bought like this portable fencing, and they put it down. Also, you have a problem with people staying in the boundaries. We fit the boundaries. We have a walkway. We want the people to have a walkway so we can till down, get to your plot in case you need something. They won't do that. They will plant over into the walk area to try to get that extra little row or something. So we have to come down and till up. So it's quite a bit of work in trying to get people, adult people, to follow the rules and regulations of gardening, okay? Over the past 4 years, since our inception of 2001, we've had over 320 people working individually or in groups to maintain and grow their own gardens. And what we do, we evaluate. When I have the initial meeting in April, I ask people to fill out a survey, and then towards the end of the garden season, I ask them to fill out another garden survey. And what I ask them, is this your first garden experience? How did it go? How we can make it better? And I try to get an idea of how much weight you've lost, did you maintain, did you gain, or in how much money you saved. So we sent out a survey twice a year. Okay, this is one of the groups, one family that I wanted to highlight. This is Byers Davis, and his wife also gardens, Joan Clayton Davis, and they have this down to a true art, okay? They have a family that comes in with them, that works with them, but Miss Davis really collects the data. She does it by when she harvests, the time she harvests, how much she harvests. She weighs the produce. Then she goes places like Kroger's and Publix, figures out what they sell it for. Then she figures out what she's made, and she's done this every year for the past 3 years. As you can see in her garden plot, they started out with two plots. Now they're up to three. And as you can see in her garden plot number 18, she does this every year for every plot that she does. Then at the bottom, she figures up how much she makes, and she sends me this. So this works out really well that I end up knowing she's one of my meticulous gardeners that's going to do it. And also, she has just gotten, her and her husband have just gone through the Master Gardener training, and we wanted them to work as maybe as a liaison for us and the other community gardeners in the garden. Okay, this is just some pictures of the garden. You can see the different trellis. We have signs that will tell you where your plot is. We stake them off, but for some reason, people don't see these red stakes, and they tend to still go over into the next row. Okay, as a result of the program, many people have become very conscious of what they're eating, the produce they're eating, so a lot of people have increased in eating different fruits and vegetables. People are starting to make healthier food choices. Also, I had several people saying that they've lost between 5 and 10 pounds per year. And they've developed, one of the things we didn't think about is a lot of the people that we have gardening are either retired, some are employees of Tennessee State, some are students, some are a lot of just community people. We not only have people that are in from the North Nashville community, we have people that are from other parts of Nashville, because we have ended up by what we do every spring. We send out letters, we send out newsletters, we advertise in newspapers so anybody would like to know. So not only do we have the North Nashville community, we have a lot of the West and South Nashville community involved also. Many gardeners reported that they produced enough produce to last all summer and into the fall, and a lot of people freeze there, so they're able to share the extra produce with other families. We have four gardeners that garden on a large scale. They provide food to their churches and also different community organizations. We have 25 gardeners that said they reported saving between $500 and $600 for the growing season. Most of these will have maybe two plots, or they share a plot with someone else also, so they may have more than one just plot that they're growing in. We have about 20 others that say they average about $150 to $300 for the growing season, and a few gardeners have lost between 5 and 10. But one of the things I think is really exceptional is that from inception we have 85% of return gardeners. So every year we have one or two that may be new, but mainly the gardeners that we have come back every year. Now some of the things that I wanted to add that's not so good about community garden. We've had a real problem with mice one year, okay? So we were across from the where the goat farm was, and so we found out that if we don't let people grow corn, we don't have a problem. So we limit people and tell them not to grow corn, and we don't have a problem with the mice coming. Another problem is, even though that we're gated, even though we have badges that I know who you are and you know who I am, we do have a problem with people that won't shut the gate and the community comes in. I have a big no public harvesting sign, paid plots, but it's amazing how people don't see that, okay? And they just come on in. So one of the things I try to get people to do is, when you come in, shut the gate behind you. I know it's inconvenient, but it keeps down from your produce being stolen. One year we had a problem with internal stealing. So even though if you have a tomato on your vine and I pass it every day and I don't think you're harvesting it fast enough, we had problems with people doing that. Well, they just left it on the vine. Well, it's still not yours to take. But all in all, community garden is fun. I do enjoy it. I don't get any money from it, because it's one of the things that when we found out, because TSU is state land, when we were charging the people, we got a letter from the president's office saying that that's our money. So we get no money from the community garden anymore. So all the things that I do have to come from my internal budget. But all in all, it's been a good experience. And even though I threaten to close it down every year, I have people, no, don't do that. But it's really fun to see people grow things that's never grown food before. Before I got started in community garden, most of my research has been greenhouse, and I do flowers. So actually seeing people grow food for produce, it's been really interesting. Okay, any questions?
Time for a quick question. There's one here. Go ahead. Have any of your gardeners been interested in becoming farmers? Like, do you see transition for some people to go into maybe like small business and producing?
I'm working on a grant with the TSU's Business Development Center, and one of the things we're looking at is that we're going to let them be able next spring sell their produce once a month to the public, and we're hoping that people will begin to find out that this is a viable option that they can do. A lot of people that I have are retired or they're still working, so for people that are still working, that would be kind of hard for the transition, but a lot of people do have produce that's left over, and they would like to be able to, I don't know if they'll get involved in a large scale, but I think for a short term it would be good for them to be able to sell their produce.
One more quick question.
Yes, ma'am. What are the ages of these community gardens, and whether we are having difficulties attracting young folks?
We have people that are up into their 80s that are gardening. I would say the vast majority of people would probably be maybe mid-50s up to maybe 67, 68. But we do have some older people, and it was kind of cute. This was their first year, and when they were trying to do the community garden, they thought they were going to have help planting. So one of the things that I normally do, if I have some students that stay for the summer, I will let them go help people in the community garden. But this year I didn't have anybody. But what has been really interesting is that the other gardeners have come to assist the older couple in planting their food and harvesting it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.